The fourth Sunday of Lent is always a little bit of a respite. It's called Lotari Sunday. It is a little bit of anticipation of the coming joy of Easter. And in the fourth Sunday of Lent, we hear this gospel that is almost, to me, comedy relief. The Lord is giving us a gospel. It's almost like the Three Stooges, you know, where they bonk each other on the head and pop each other in the eye. It's a funny gospel about the man born blind. You know, this is not the only person that Jesus healed of blindness. One time, two men who Jesus made see met one another, and they shared their stories about Jesus. And the more they shared, the more they felt a friendship. They felt a bond. And they talked about the first time that they could see, about how wonderful the world looked, the colors, the flowers, the glory of children's faces. But most of all, they talked about the sweet face of Jesus. They were laughing and having a great time. When the first man said, "And do you remember how Jesus took that dirt and spit in it and put that mud in your eyes?" Well, the other guy froze, lost his smile. And he said, "No, Jesus didn't do that to me. He simply said, 'Receive your sight,' and I could see." Then the first guy said, "Wait a minute now. Now just one second. You mean to tell me that he didn't use any mud?" "No," the other guy said. "Well, then he must have at least told you to go wash in the pool of Siloam." The other guy said, "Well, of course not. Who ever heard of such a ridiculous thing as mud in your eyes and going swimming in a public pool?" And the first guy said, "Well, hold on here a minute now. If he didn't put mud in your eyes and have you wash in the pool of Siloam, then you are still blind. Blind, you hear me? You're still blind. That's the way that Jesus heals. That's the way he does things." Now, just like the Three Stooges, the other second man became angry. "Mud, mud, mud," he said. "Who ever heard of such nonsense? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You still have mud in your eyes." And they wouldn't let up. And their bonding fell apart, and they no longer laughed together. So the first two religious denominations were formed: the Muddites and the non-Muddites. That's a joke. Brothers and sisters, we all do it now. It's done in the gospel, and what we're dealing with is drawing lines in the sand, like in today's gospel. The Pharisees draw a line in the sand with a man who was born blind, and they tell him, "How dare you," they say in the gospel. "You do it one more time and it's over with you. Do it one more time and we'll throw you out." And did you notice in the gospel? They did. They threw him out of the synagogue. And it's the same thing for us every now and then. In big things, infidelities, in little things, habits, behaviors, perhaps unspoken things. We draw lines in the sand, in the limit of how much we're going to take. It's just like the Three Stooges sometimes. And I ask you, why does God give us this gospel in the fourth Sunday of Lent? Why does he hold up these things for our considerations? Where the Pharisees are bonking the poor blind man on the head, where they poke the blind man in the eye. Some said, "It is the blind man." Others said, "No, it's not. It just looks like him. Let's call the whole thing off." They accuse the poor blind man's parents of being liars to get out of something they don't deserve. You don't deserve to be called a Jew. And this whole gospel is a gospel of accusations, the people of accusing each other, of being liars, of to get out of something they don't deserve. And it's a whole gospel of inflexibility, argument, blame, and insult. Dear Lord, this gospel is a litigation nightmare in our day. Let's sue everybody. And the one who is on trial is poor, sweet Jesus, who is the spirit of compassion, of mercy, who understands us, and kindness. And that is being tried in this gospel. And it doesn't look good. And it happens, it happens. It's Lent. We admit it happens in our homes, it happens at work, it happens in our communities, in our hearts. And we should repent because we need salvation. So, dear friends in Christ, let's not be the Three Stooges. Let's not draw lines in the sand. Let's do something about it. Let's let our lives not be this gospel according to Jerry Springer. Let's let our lives be the gospel according to Christ. No spiritual litigation, no lines in the sand, only compassion and understanding and love.